Now, I have a table here of bond lengths and bond strengths, just to give you some idea of how big they are. So the bond lengths tend to be a few angstroms. So the lengths here in this column are given in nanometers. So angstroms you multiply by 10, and they're 1.5, 2 angstroms sometimes. This is a typical bond length in a molecule. The bond strengths are in this column or in this column tend to be a few electron volts. So this is a number when you're doing approximations. It's a good number to remember. A few electron volts is a typical bond strength. These are all covalent bonds. You can compare that to thermal energies at room temperature. At room temperature, the thermal energies are Boltzmann's constant, Kb, times the temperature in Kelvin. Turns out to be 25 millielectron volts. And this tells us that these covalent bonds have a much higher energy. They will be stable at room temperature. But we already knew that. Some of the other bonds that we'll consider later, like van der Waals bonds or hydrogen bonds, have a lower energy, and they're less stable at room temperature. But if you increase the temperature enough, you can guess by just knowing the bond energy at what temperature these bonds will break. As soon as the thermal energies are bigger than the bond energy, they're going to break apart. So we have from that determined something about these molecules.